Ya estamos grabando esta llamada y una vez más, qué cosas grandes escuchamos de nuestro pastor anoche. Again, what great things that we heard from our pastor. You know what? I want to just say something right now. Thank God for the voice of our pastor. Gracias a Dios por la voz de nuestro pastor. I just want to say this isn't part of the notes tonight, but esto no fue parte de mis notas, but just as I got the call started going tonight, I heard that introduction. You know, the one where Pastor Clark is welcoming everyone on the devotion. Thank you for calling into our Truth Church devotion. Cuando en el principio, el inicio de la llamada, la voz de nuestro pastor está dando un bienvenida, cuando está diciendo gracias por llamar a nuestra llamada devoción de Truth Church. And just as I was listening to my pastor's voice, it just made my heart, my spirit feel good to hear my pastor's voice. Me dio un sentimiento tan bonito de escuchar a la voz de mi pastor, a la voz de su pastor, to hear my pastor's voice, to hear your pastor's voice. Church, I want you to understand what a privilege, what an honor it is to have that clear, that true voice of our pastor that pierces through all kinds of junk that are going on in the world right now. Para poder oír la voz clara, la voz fuerte, la voz pura de nuestro pastor, especialmente en el mundo donde hay muchas voces, especially in a world where there's many voices. Oh, but the voice of our pastor, it's a clear, true voice, pero la voz de nuestro pastor es una voz clara, una voz pura. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost anointing just saying that. Yo siento el ungimiento de Dios simplemente hablando de esto. Brother Stephen Orell taught about our pastor and our pastor's voice this last Sunday morning. Hermano Stephen Orell dio una enseñanza muy buena referente a la voz de nuestro pastor, esa voz clara, esa voz pura que necesitamos especialmente hoy en día, más que lo hemos necesitado en el pasado. More than we've ever needed our pastor's voice in the past, we need our pastor's voice today. Make sure that you're listening and you're hearing your pastor's voice. Hay que estar seguros que estamos escuchando esa voz clara, esa voz pura de nuestro pastor. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone say amen to that. Que digan amen toda la iglesia. All right, let's get down to some business, everybody. Vamos a hablar de unas cosas importantes. Y primeramente voy a tomar tiempo por hablar de una cosa práctica. First thing I'm going to talk about is something very practical. I hate to tell everybody, but Pastor Clark just notified me here in the last hour or so that our key entry system is out once again. El pastor me acaba de avisar que la entrada a nuestra iglesia, la gente cuando vamos a ir a orar, ustedes conocen el candado con el código para sacar la llave, is once again not working. Otra vez no está trabajando. The key box system is out. And so is the key. When you put it into the key, it's jammed. It's not working. No está trabajando ahorita. Y lo vamos a reparar la semana que viene. We're hoping to fix it by next week. In the meantime, between now and Sunday, anyone who comes to the church to pray, you're going to have to come with your own key if you have a key. And if you don't have a key, contact someone, a brother, a sister, call them, text them, to make sure that you can go together. And that's a good thing. Go hand in hand with your brother, your sister, to pray together at the church. La solución por lo medio, por el tiempo, hermanos, es que van a tener que llamar a su hermano o su hermana para, si usted tiene una llave para poder entrar a la iglesia, puede entrar para orar, pero si no tiene llave, usted va a tener que comunicarse con su hermano o su hermana para juntarse y ir juntos para ir a orar a la iglesia. Unfortunately, this is an inconvenience, I know, especially whenever you want to go early in the morning, late at night, and all that. But for now, that's the only solution. For the next few days, you're going to have to just call someone who has a key if you don't have a key. Por lo pronto, si usted no tiene llave, usted va a tener que juntarse con un hermano, una hermana, para poder entrar a la iglesia a orar. The good news is we're working on a digital entry. Here's the good news, everybody. We're working right now on a digital entry system. When you just hit that digital system with four number code, and it'll open up. So that's what we have, the good thing that we are looking forward to. And we're working on this. I've been working on this for a little while. We should have an answer by next week. Ya tenemos días trabajando por una solución, pero la solución, hermanos, es uno de esos códigos donde usted puede marcar unos números en ese panel de código y se va a abrir la puerta y de esa manera usted va a poder entrar sin llave. With this new system, you will be able to enter in without a key. So we hope to have a solution next week. Esperamos tener una solución para la semana que viene. Ok. Con eso dicho, vamos a seguir adelante. Let's move forward. I want to talk for a little bit about our sick folks, everybody. Well, this is an evangelism call, Brother Vic. Well, why are you talking about all this stuff? Hermano Víctor, esta llamada se trata de evangelismo. ¿Por qué estamos hablando de todas estas otras cosas? And the answer is very simple. It's part of evangelism, everybody. Es parte del evangelismo. And please hear where I'm going with this, so you'll understand. We have several folks that are sick right now. Tenemos mucha gente que está enferma ahorita. Y hay muchos nombres. O gente que tiene el virus, o gente que tiene ahorita resfrío, o calentura, o lo que sea. There's many people that are sick right now, whether it be the virus, or they got a cold, or a flu, or a fever, whatever it might be. Mucha gente que está decaída. There's many people that are getting affected right now by the flu season. Estamos en el tiempo ¿cómo se dice en español? La influenza. Cuando gente se enferma con fiebre y con la gripa, ahí está. And we've been putting some of those folks' names in the prayer list. But just yesterday, someone just sent a text message. Yes, yes. There's several people that are sick right now. Varias gentes que están enfermas ahorita. What do I want to say here? I want to be careful. I don't want to just start throwing names out and. All right, everybody. So I don't want to just start throwing a lot of names out with different things, but just keep in mind, there's a lot of people that are sick with different things. Hay mucha gente que está enferma con muchos tipos de enfermedad ahorita, pero lo que es importante es que estemos conscientes de esta gente. It's important. I will mention one. Voy a mencionar uno. I heard just the other day that Brother Eddie Zamora, has him and the whole family, we all know about that, they've been sick. Toda la familia del hermano Eddie Zamora ha estado enfermos, pero su esposa Jennifer la tuvieron que llevar al hospital hace unos días. We heard that I think Daisha had to take Jennifer to the hospital just a couple nights ago. So there's just a lot going on in that situation. Hay mucho que está pasando en esa situación. Another situation, Brother Israel told me he had to take his grandmother, Sister Naomi, on Sunday afternoon to urgent care, something to do with food poisoning. Hermano Israel me platicó que tuvo que llevar a su abuelita, hermana Aguirre, Naomi Aguirre, domingo en la tarde, al hospital o urgent care porque tenía algo que comió mal y algo que se enfermó de a tiro, algo muy serio. Entonces, mucha gente, there's several folks that are either sick or they're dealing with a virus or they're dealing with some other type of infirmity. Mucha gente en nuestra iglesia que está enferma ahorita o tiene el virus o está batallando con un tipo de enfermedad. So everybody, I just want you to be conscious of this. Quiero que todos estén conscientes de esto y vamos a estar orando. We're going to say a prayer at the end of this call for everybody. Vamos a orar por todos al fin de esta llamada. And there's one other thing that I want to bring up. Una cosa más que quiero decir. Nuestros ancianos, our elderly folks that are sick. Brother Riggs told me a couple weeks ago, he showed up, he hadn't been in church in maybe over a month. El hermano Riggs no vino a la iglesia por casi un mes y cuando vino, él me dijo, hermano Víctor, tengo mucho dolor. Brother Vic, I'm just very sick right now and I have a lot of pain in my body and I think he has trouble sleeping. Yo creo que él tiene mucho problema dormir, hermano Riggs. Otra persona, hermano Ruben y hermana Giovanna, Brother Ruben and Sister Giovanna. A lot of people may not know this, but Brother Ruben, he's got a lot of arthritic pain throughout his body. Again, his wife, Giovanna, told me, Brother Vic, he has trouble sleeping. He doesn't sleep well. Hermana Giovanna me dijo, hermano Víctor, mi esposo Rubén no puede dormir muy bien, no puede dormir muy bien con este dolor artrítico en su cuerpo. Y yo también, and then she tells me that she herself has this arthritic pain in her shoulder that she's dealing with. So here she is taking care of Brother Rubén, and she herself is dealing with infirmity. La hermana Giovanna está cuidando a su esposo Rubén, que tiene muchas cosas difíciles, complicadas en su cuerpo, pero ella también está tratando con muchas situaciones de enfermedad en su cuerpo también. Sister Lena, most of us know a lot of the things that she's dealing with, but also she can have some difficulty in getting rest and getting sleep. Y nuestra hermana Lina también ya sabemos que ya está tratando con muchas cosas, incluyendo a veces no puede dormir muy bien. Look, listen to that. I just mentioned three or four people who have difficulty sleeping and getting rest because of infirmity or sickness. Acabo de mencionar ahorita tres o cuatro personas en nuestra iglesia que tienen dificultad en descansar o recibir descanso propio o no que no pueden dormir propiamente. And as I was in prayer about this, everybody, in the last week at church, en la última semana yo estoy orando de estas cosas, but in just the last couple of nights, as I began to pray about this, and I really felt this, everybody, this burden, Lord, we've got a lot of people who are sick, who have been sick for days or weeks or months. Empecé a orar de esto, hermanos, recientemente en la iglesia, en la noche cuando yo estoy orando y dije, Señor Jesús, hay mucha de nuestra gente que está enferma por días o semanas o meses. And I thought, Lord, I don't want this for our people. Yo dije, Señor Jesús, yo no quiero por esto. And when I began to feel this, everybody, that's when that spirit of intercessory prayer just came over me. Es cuando ese espíritu de intercesión cayó sobre mí, hermanos. Y yo empecé a llorar en orar por nuestra gente. I just began to weep as I began to pray for these needs of our people. And I'm feeling it now just talking about it. Ahorita lo estoy sintiendo nomás hablando de esto, hermanos. And as I began to pray and weep for our people, I said, Lord, I want our people healed. Y yo empecé a llorar y a orar en intercesión y dije, Señor Jesús, yo quiero que nuestra gente sea sana. And everybody, I believe that we need to unite together, group together. Let's bind together to begin to pray that this would take place. Could it be that the Lord is trying to get us to enter into a type of intercessory prayer where we are going to begin to see the gifts of the Spirit, gift of healing, gift of faith? Hey, I want to speak this into existence, everybody. Es posible que el Señor quiere que nos unimos todos juntos para poder orar, para que la gente empiece a recibir sanidad y para que el Señor nos pueda dar esos regalos, esos dones de sanidad y de fe para poder orar para que la gente pueda ser sana. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this, everybody. I'm not just saying it to say it. No, nomás lo estoy diciendo para que la gente pueda orar. I'm not just saying this to urge you to prayer. Hey, could it be that the Lord is trying to urge us into a new dimension? Whoo, I'm feeling it. Into a new dimension of prayer, a new dimension of intercessory prayer, so that we can begin to see the gifts of the Spirit, gift of healing, gift of wisdom, gift of faith. Para que el Señor nos pueda empezar a dar esos dones de sabiduría, dones de sanidad, dones de fe para poder orar para la gente y que pueda ser sana. Hey, wouldn't that be if someone came into the church, one of our own people that are sick, and we lay hands on them and they are healed immediately? What about that, everybody? What about that? Think about that for a moment. ¿Qué pasaría si el Señor nos dara esos dones de la sanidad? Que si alguien entrara a la iglesia enfermos, uno de nuestra gente propia estuviera enferma y ponemos nuestras manos sobre ellos y de repente, inmediatamente, sean sanos. It can happen, everybody. Puede pasar, hermanos. Praise God. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is not to make you feel pity on me. No quiero que nadie se sienta mal de mí, pero I mentioned at the beginning of the call that I was not feeling too well. And the truth is, yes, last night after church, I started feeling a little something. And this morning I woke up with one of those, those headaches. that are associated with a cold, and I hope it's not the virus. I don't think so. But you know, those piercing headaches, and it was with me all day long. Esta mañana, esta noche, anoche después de la iglesia, me empecé a sentir un poquito de resfrío, y cuando desperté, hermanos, tuve ese dolorcito de cabeza bien duro, bien que es persistente, y ahora en la tarde tuve ese dolor de cabeza fuerte todo el día. And I had to work that way on the phones, dealing with that headache the whole day long. Todo el día tuve ese dolor de cabeza, hermanos, trabajando en el teléfono todo el día. But I think this is one of the things that reminded me, hey, I think I'm feeling a little bit of pain for a few hours today. What about my brothers and sisters that are dealing with this type of pain on a regular basis? Chronic pain. Boy, I hope you're feeling what I'm saying tonight. I wasn't even going to talk about this tonight. Yo no iba a hablar de estas cosas esta noche, hermanos. Pero mientras que tuve ese dolor de cabeza persistente este día, me estaba molestando y doliendo, me tuve que tirar en la cama por un rato esta tarde para que me bajara el tiempo, el dolor. Pero con ese dolor que yo tuve, yo empecé a pensar, imagina. Y me empecé a pensar de mis hermanos que están tratando con ese tipo de dolor crónico que va por días y semanas y meses. When I had that piercing headache today, it just made me feel for my brothers. I began to empathize, and I began to have compassion for my brothers and sisters that are dealing with that type of chronic pain that goes for days and weeks and for months. Oh, Lord Jesus, that's what I began to think about today, everybody. So I'm just putting this out there, everybody, not to make anybody feel bad or guilty that you're not, you know, praying the way you ought to, but no, let's bind together. Let's begin to pray, Lord Jesus, Señor Jesús, yo quiero que usted sane a mis hermanos. Lord Jesus, I want you to heal my brothers and my sisters and give us that gift of healing. Give us that gift of faith to be able to pray for those that are dealing with this chronic pain. Denos ese don de la sanidad, ese don de la fe para poder orar para nuestros hermanos para que puedan ser sanos. Yes, everybody, I was feeling this myself today. Yo estuve sintiendo este dolor en mi cuerpo este día. But thank God for it. I began to empathize and have compassion for my brothers and my sisters. Yo pude tener compasión por mis hermanos y mis hermanas que están durando, que están sufriendo con este tipo de dolor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, what else do I want to talk about tonight? ¿De qué más quiero hablar esta noche? Oh, hermana Marlin. Let's talk about Sister Marlin. Did I mention our elderly folks that are sick? Nuestra gente de edad grande que están enfermos. As you may know, she's been now, she's at the Upland Rehab, everybody, here in Upland, near the San Antonio Hospital. Ella está ahí en Upland Rehab, cerquita del Hospital de San Antonio, aquí en Upland. Y los que puedan ir, por favor, vayan a visitarla. For those of you who can, please, go see Sister Marlin. I think it's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yo creo que es desde las 8 de la mañana hasta 8 de la tarde. Ustedes que puedan, si no más pueden ir un poquito, necesitan tener la vacuna para visitar, pero si no tienen la vacuna, pueden ir en el courtyard, en el patio, y pueden visitarla por su ventana. What I'm saying in Spanish is, yes, you require, a vaccine is required to go see her, to go inside, but if you don't have the vaccine, from what I understand, you go to the front desk and they'll show you the courtyard. There's a courtyard, like a patio courtyard outside, and you'll be able to visit her through her window. I'm actually planning to take my guitar and I'm going to be singing through her on the courtyard through that little window so I can have a little bit of a, you know, church service with her right outside the window. Yo tengo planes de ir con mi guitarra ahí al patio de afuera y voy a estar cantándole a la hermana Marlin por esa ventanita. Everybody, this is part of evangelism. ¿Me están oyendo? Esto es parte del evangelismo. No, no, hermano Víctor, evangelismo nomás está allá en la esquina del 4 y Grove en la calle el sábado. No, 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 no. Evangelismo también es tratando con nuestra gente, nuestros ancianos. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. Brother Vic, that's not evangelism. Oh, evangelism is just on the corner of 4th and Grove out there on Saturday mornings. No, this is part of evangelism, everybody. We are, someone said the other day, in reach. We do outreach and we do in reach. This is part of it. Me and you going to minister to a sister Marlene while she's in the convalescent home. That's part of evangelism, everybody. All right, all right. Let's hurry because I got to get finished here. I want to talk about our missionaries. Yo quiero hablar de nuestros misioneros. Nomás me queda como unos 5 minutos. I got about 5 minutes left. But here's what I want to say, everybody. Yesterday morning, I was praying at home. Ayer en la mañana estaba orando en mi casita. Boy, I'm feeling the anointing just talking about it. Ya siento el ungimiento. And when I began to talk, pray, when I brought up our missionaries, the anointing fell. Cuando empecé a orar para nuestros misioneros, yo sentí un ungimiento que cayó sobre mí. Estaba hablando, orando por mis hermanos misioneros. Y cuando llegué, estaba hablando por todos nuestros misioneros, la familia Azar en Lebanon, la familia Bracken en Taiwán, la familia Cuellar en Jordán. I was praying about the Azar family in Lebanon. I was praying about the Bracken family in Taiwán. I was praying about the Cuellar family in Jordan. And then there's the Shrek guys in Honduras. And then the Vaughn and the Drost and the third family, who is it? The Wakefields, all in Mexico. Todas estas familias misioneras en todas partes del mundo. As I began to pray for them, I began to feel that anointing yesterday. Yo sentí ese ungimiento. Y me recordé, hermanos, de cuando hermano Cuellar me mandó ese texto hace unas 2 semanas. I began to think about that text message that Brother Cuellar sent me about 2 weeks ago. What a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege. That was a Saturday. I think I'm going to send it to you all. Yo creo que se los voy a mandar a todos ustedes. And it was that picture of him and Brother Abanub. I still remember the name. Todavía me recuerdo del nombre, Abanub, que acaba de recibir el Espíritu Santo el sábado y lo iban a bautizar el domingo, el siguiente día, domingo mañana. Brother Abanub had just received the Holy Ghost on Saturday and they were going to baptize him the very next Sunday morning. Boy, I'm feeling it right now. Lo estoy sintiendo ahorita nomás hablando de ello. And as I read that text message he sent me and I saw that picture that he sent me, boy, I began to weep. Cuando yo estaba leyendo ese texto que me mandó el hermano Cuella y vi el foto de él, el hermano Abanub y otra persona, empecé yo a llorar. Me empezaron a rodar las lágrimas. The tears began to roll down my cheeks as I began to weep and I began to, as I was reading that message. Brother Victor, listen to this. Listen to what the good things that are happening. Brother Abanub received the Holy Ghost today. We're going to baptize him in the name of Jesus tomorrow. Hallelujah, I'm feeling it right now. Cuando el hermano Cuer me mandó ese texto, hermano Víctor, mira, mira, ma, qué emocionante este reporte es. Hermano Abanub recibió el Espíritu Santo hoy sábado y lo vamos a bautizar en el nombre de Jesús mañana en la mañana. And he wanted me to know this. He wanted me to share in his joy. I hope you feel this as I'm sharing this, my joy, with you, everybody. El hermano Cuellar estaba tan gozoso de compartir eso conmigo. Aleluya. Y yo estoy gozoso en compartir este gozo con ustedes. I hope you're feeling this joy. It's like a wildfire that needs to spread amongst us, everybody. Es como un fuego ¿cómo se dice? Un wildfire en español. Yo no sé cómo decirlo. Es como ese fuego que necesita compartirse uno con el otro, ese gozo, ese fuego lleno de gozo, ese gozo lleno de fuego que necesitamos compartir uno con el otro. Y eso es exactamente lo que hermano Cuellar estaba haciendo conmigo. And it worked. Him spreading that joy with me, it worked. It lit something in me, everybody. Aprendió un fuego en mí. Yo hasta quise ir a Jordan. Yo quisiera ir a Jordan en un futuro cercano para estar con ellos. Hallelujah. It lit something under me, everybody. It ignited something in me. And it gave me the desire to want to go out there, perhaps sometime in the near future, to Jordan.
to go with brother Quay and his family, and you think, well, Brother Vic, I mean, that's halfway around the world. Hermano Victor, eso es en otro lado del mundo. Hey, what if the Lord wants to begin to send us? ¿Qué piensan si el Señor nos quisiera mandar? But I want you to know something. We are missionaries in our own city right now. Ahorita somos misioneros en nuestra propia ciudad, en nuestro propio pueblo, aquí en esa esquina de Cuatro y Grove. Everybody, we are missionaries in training right now on the corner of 4th and Grove. Somos misionarios en entrenamiento allí en la esquina de Cuatro y Grove. Everybody, I'm looking at the time and we are out of time. Ya estoy mirando el tiempo y ya se nos terminó el tiempo, tristemente. La otra cosa que quería decir es, vamos a estar orando. You know, why don't we close in prayer right now? Vamos a estar orando y voy a abrir las líneas una vez más para oír nuestras voces. Hermano Felipe está en la llamada. Brother Felipe is on the call and I understand that he and the family are also sick. Entiendo que el hermano Felipe y su familia también están enfermos ahorita. Pero ahorita, hermanos, ¿por qué no levantamos la voz en oración? Vamos a orar por todos. ¿Por qué no levantamos esta voz ahorita en el nombre de Señor Jesús? Estamos orando todos ahorita juntos para todos que están enfermos. We're praying for everybody right now, Lord Jesus, that is sick. I'm praying for Brother Felipe and his family. Estamos orando por hermano Felipe y su familia y todos los que están enfermos, Señor Jesús. Estamos levantando la voz ahorita que usted toque, que usted sane y que usted estire su mano derecha larga de sanidad. We're praying that you would outstretch your mighty right hand of healing and touch and heal all those that are sick, Lord Jesus. Yes, we're praying for a Reuben and a Giovanna. We're praying also for a Brother Riggs. We're praying for Brother Israel and his grandmother. We're praying for Sister Alina. Estamos orando por toda esta gente que están enferma, que están sufriendo con enfermedad, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Estamos orando por todos, que usted los toque, que usted los sane y que usted los levante en el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Lord Jesus, praise God. Y con eso dicho, hermanos, nos vamos a ver una vez más este sábado en la esquina de 4 y Grove. We're going to see everybody this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. Los vemos allí este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Que Dios me las bendiga todo en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.